We're turning to the new topic now. The first topic that actually relates to the Mishnah here, and that is the Keseth. Just to outline, well, before we even get into any of it at all, what we're going to do first, and what I gave you first, and we'll discuss today, is just the limit of the din that you require shteim in, right, to ma'az Keseth. The word ma'ah, right, by now I'm sure you guys realize, refers to a coin. Or here, it's undoubtedly the case, it's Keseth for Shvei Keseth, so it refers either to the coin, but really more to the value of that coin. The din here is that you require two ma'az, so just how do we get to two ma'az? That'll be what we discuss today, in terms of the way we derive it, the ma'ah, of course, the rabbanon, that's for today. Then we'll discuss central issues regarding this din, which shvuos does it apply to, how to understand it, what exactly requires it, tanya versus kfira, right, machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, and the connection between some of these, between maybe Rabbi Shmuel and the question of which shvuos it applies to, which already in Tosfos comes becomes apparent. So that we'll discuss next, and then after that we'll just sort of separate as a separate topic, the issue that comes up there at Agav in this context that you guys saw in the process that I gave out, which is the issue of Caleb, whether or not Caleb, what's the dimbe Caleb, the fact that it's Yatsu Kalim, what does that mean? Does it require Pruta? Does it require Pruta? Does it require Pruta? So we'll discuss this as a separate topic. We're showing broadening that discussion significantly in terms of Kalim in general, Kalim, other dinim related to Kalim, the Shobi of Kli, so we'll discuss that separately. And then we'll get to some of the issues that come up in the Gemara. Actually, the next major topic that comes up, that came up already in the Gemara here, is Hadav Yemina Taina. So that's also that's the next major significant sort of new topic. But it comes up sort of just, you know, as Miri likes to say, what is this lashon? You know, the Dvar Mishnah is Gagalu. This is the Mishnah, and then there's a lot of things that came up sort of, you know, Derech HaGemara could be just like, you know, I don't know, what's the word? You know, sort of just shake things out and see what follows, sort of, you know. End up discussing, and came to this issue. So the topic comes up in this context, but that's the next main topic. Okay. So just for today, just the very basic din itself, right? So the Gemara tells us that Mishnah says that Shuas of the Onin requires Shtei Kesef. At the very least, we're talking about Mother Mixas. The truth is, Shuas of the Onin here probably refers to Mother Mixas. That's something which is interesting in and of itself. There's more than one Shuas HaDayanim in the Torah. Rashi already tells you that the Mishnah is missing a few words. Shuas of Dayanim Sheh, Dayanim Ashbim, in the case of Shuas of Dayanim. We'll come back to that. But Shuas of Dayanim requires Shtei Keseth. It's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether or not what we're talking about is the amount that you're taking the Shmuel over, Kfira. I deny that I owe you Shtei Keseth, but whatever, right? Which means that the original Taina, in order for it to be Modeh B'Mitzvah, has to be the original Taina was Shtei Keseth plus. And I'm being modeh to the plus. The plus has to be a pruta. It has to be at least a shvei pruta. But that's all it has to be. And then I'm being kofer on shtei keseth, which the calculation was what? It was like 32 prutas in a maha, right? Something like that. Significantly more. Huh?
It was 24.
Was the charge of that? I don't remember now exactly.
24 and 6 and a keseth.
Oh, yeah, sorry. 32
for this number. No, the 24 I think you're thinking of was the number of.
There's
24
Kisar
and
Dina. That was Sela.
24 Kisar and
Dina. There's also 24.
There's 24
Ma'at Hashem. But in Chumash, so that's the issue. It's kind of confusing if you're not familiar with the whole science of it and the history of it, of currency, development of currency, but they have weight changes in the currency, which is the same currency, and apparently it meant that it had the same value, which is the way they made it. They put more things in it or less things in it. It could change the weight and it would retain the value. So at some point it was 1/24th already in times of the Gemara, even though it was 1/20th on the parish of we'll see when we get to this, but the parish of Unklus, that Gera in the Torah is a Ma'ah, so that means it was 1/20th, right? Esr Gera Shekel. So that's where Rishon said that they changed it to 24. That's what I was thinking that you can do that. You can change up, you can change the weights and still retain the value. But that's what the Gemara says, that you need two ma'az, you need at least two ma'az, which is significantly more than prutas, in order to have a shua, at least a shua is one that makes sense. Okay. Excuse me. That's supposed to, right, so that was Shita's Rav. Shmuel says you need to have the original taina be shtema in, and then the kfir just needs to be a pruta. All right, we'll come back to that after. Just the basic point that you need somewhere in the realm of what it means is that you need to have shtei kesef. So where do we get that from? How do we get to shtei me'in? So here you have different explanations, and probably the most pivotal question here is, it depends on, largely, a machlokas rishonim regarding what was the lowest denomination of kesef suri. Right, the Gemara in the background of this is the discussion of the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Tafid Aleph. So the Gemara seeks to explain Shitas Abaye, that right we are all familiar with. I think most of us are Yotze, I think, with I think even Levi de Beshamai. I'm assuming, unless you found like a really really good deal on a ring. Most of us are probably okay with Beshami too, but we don't ask it like Beshami. But Beshami held it that even though even the Basil held that that Mikadesh was Shrei Pruta Shrei Pruta Kishe Kesef, that it requires a dinar. What's the conversion there? The dinar? I think it should be 6 times 32.
How many
Prutas? Yeah.
192 Prutas are in that dinar.
That's 6 times 32?
No.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
12 plus 100, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, makes sense. I'm just making sure I got it. All right, so it's long. So he requires a dinar. So the Gemara asks, where do you get it from? Why? Generally speaking, the halakhic minimal amount of mammon, of money, is considered to be pruta or shvei pruta. So where do you get a dinar from? Doesn't say that. So the Gemara in Kiddushin there gives one reason, rejects it. Then it comes to this explanation. The Gemara says maybe the reason for Beis Shammai is like this opinion of Rav Asi, that Rav Asi held that kol kesef ha'amar b'Torah kesef zuri v'shal derein kesef medin. That when it says in the Torah kesef, the word kesef, so it refers to it refers to specifically the currency. I think I'm using the right word. If I'm not, you know, but I think the word currency, what I mean is the coinage, right, of the monies they were using in Sur, at the times of the Torah. Those were there were several units there, and they still refer to that when it says kesef, it's referring to the units. The value that their Torah is telling you is the value that is equivalent to the units that they had at the times of the Sur. Now, what is the unit, or I should say the value, the money, the value of the money that in the end Shvei Kesef is also acceptable, so you could just speak about the value in terms of Kiddushin, but just when it refers to, you know, money and the value of that money, the Kesef and Shvei Kesef, but what is the Kesef in the first place? So that refers to the units they were using then. What units, what were those units? And in particular, what is therefore the Stam case? What is the Stam Kesef in the Torah? So here you have three Pshatim. I'll just mention two first, which is number one, you have the opinion of Rabosa Shalrashi. What's the lowest? The assumption they had, and Rashi actually shared, was when it says, when it's unspecified, it just says kesef, so then it must be referring to the lowest denomination. Even the lowest denomination is sufficient. If it meant more, it would have said. And what's the lowest denomination of kesef shaltsuri, according to Rabosa Shalrashi?
Dinar.
The major advantage of this, which is almost hard to get around, right? It's hard to figure out what else would you say. Is that explained? She does Beis Shammai, right? Beis Shammai, you were trying to explain Beis Shammai here. Beis Shammai held you need Kiddushin Bedina. So the Pasuk says, Kicha, Kich, right? Ve'ikach, and it says, Kicha, Kicha, means the Ephron, and the Ephron was Kesef, right? So the Kesef has to be, I guess, Bedina. That makes sense. That the lowest denomination of Kesef that the Torah refers to is Dinar, so then you get to She does Beis Shammai that you need a Dinar. That's a huge advantage. We'll see how it creates problems in our topic, but at least in terms of the Sugya and Kiddushin, there's no question that's the simplest way to read it. Rashi disagrees, and this is by the Shita of Rashi, Rabosa Shorashi, and also Tamido Shorashi. Right? Rashi's Rabosa said this, and you know he disagreed, but his grandsons, Ryu and Tom already were Machzira Toler Yoshna, and went back to the roses. So Rashi, Rashi himself had a different opinion. We'll see. His opinion is shared by, anybody notice? Yeah, okay, but I mean, shared like, I'm not sure of that. What? The Rimigash. Right, the Rimigash also held this, that the lowest denomination of Kesef Shaltzuri was Me'ah. Okay, now this makes it extremely difficult to understand the Gemara and Kiddushin. I'll just point this out, it'll help a lot in terms of our Sugya, it'll make it very difficult in terms of the Gemara and Kiddushin. The Gemara and Kiddushin, on this reading, the question that emerges that you have to ask is, really first and foremost, how do you get the dinar? If the ma'ah, which is 1/6 of a dinar, the value is 1/6 of the dinar, the weight and then thus the value is 1/6 of a dinar, was what the stam kesef means, how did you get the dinar? The Gemara doesn't even address it. It's a really good question. And it's a question that the Rishonim were aware of. The truth is, I think you can ask this question in two ways, in fact. Rashi explains basically that, also, what do you mean by I say two ways? Rashi's answer to that is essentially that the Torah indicates that it's not just enough to use just any amount of money. And once it does that, once it indicates that, so then we have to think about, well, it's a significant amount of money, not just any amount, it's significant, and they came to dinar. That's basically the way that Rashi explains it. Rashi unveils that over the course of his parish of Ogamar. Tosos kind of lets you know where Rashi's going. He says, actually Rashi says it himself too, he says, we could usually kesef ksiv d'ha kicha kicha gemiri, kevin d'afita mi pruta ama midi d'chashivas bai. Since the Torah doesn't just say money, in which case we would have said pruta, so it means that you need a significant sum. And if you need a significant sum, so Chazal came to dinar. That's his answer to the question of how do you get the dinar if the ma'ah was the lowest sum. Except that Arba Chavrutzah, the answer is extremely difficult. And here I'll just raise two different questions. I think there are two different questions. Number one, how did the Torah indicate that you can't use a pruta? Meaning, according to Rashi, it turns out that the Torah wanted to specify kesef in some other way, which would have, right, it would have said something that would have just said, you just need an amount of money, and we would have understood it meant that, therefore, pruta, the Torah didn't do that. Right? Now, the premise of Rashi is the Torah, by saying what it said, right, is telling us it's not enough just to use any amount of money. Right? And therefore, once you know that, you know it has to be a significant amount of money, so then we have room to, we'll get to this, this is the second question, we have significant room to think about what is a chashuv amount of money. What was the Torah supposed to say, though, that would have indicated you can use any amount of money whose lowest denomination would then be understood to be the value, or whose lowest value would be understood to be pruta? What should the Torah have said? You can use what? Kesef, the lowest of which is a ma'ah, right? I mean, the lowest amount of kesef is a ma'ah. Right? So the premise here was, had the Torah wanted to just use money, it would have said something. Having not said that, we can understand it means, you know, something. What was it supposed to have said? So the writ, right? I mean, this is a good question. How is it supposed to convey that you can use just any amount of money? Anybody else bothered by that? So the truth is, the Ritva, I think, was very sensitive to this, and he has a suggestion, an interesting one. He says, the Hainu Shemi, and he doesn't raise the question the way I'm raising it and recite his answer. He just explains Rashi, and in the course of explaining, you see he's answering the question. My da'amri hacha be'sham ad-dinar, right? The Hainu Taima Dido, this is actually on Yudal Madan. Hainu Taima Dido, the Kemen del Kaza Rachmana, are you guys, anybody have a suggestion on what this says? Kemen del Kaza Rachmana. Zav, I don't think Zav would help. Zav is just gold. So then, first of all, they did not use coins. They didn't. They did. So then, we just do whatever they're using from Zav.
I mean, I see the risk of that funny thing.
Yeah, what is that?
Mammon.
So the Torah doesn't say mammon. It says kesef. Came to because of Rachmana mammon because of kesef kedishik as suri. So you see, had it wanted it to be just any amount of money, it could have said mammon. It didn't say mammon. It said kesef. Now.
Yes.
So I don't know. I'm no etymologist. The truth is, I don't know if they know this. The word
Korah,
They had Aramaic, right? The question is, when was this? And it's originally an Aramaic word, Mamona. The question is, when was it? And I mean, did they have the Hebrew equivalent? So I don't know. The way I put this out, I'm not a I don't know archaeology. I put it in the Bar Ilan for Tanakh because that's the earliest source. There's we have several Sfarim of Tanakh that are all in Aramaic.
Right.
They don't have the word Mamona. The earliest you have the word Mamona is Unglus. So that's about 1,000 years after the time that we're talking about here. The Yeshalad, whether or not, you know, was there a Hebrew word? I mean, the Torah could have presumably said Mamona, maybe. I mean, if you have Yagar Sadusa, right? Presumably, if it had used it, it would have made it into Mamon itself. But there's no word Karka in Torah. Where?
So she has to take the
card down. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
yeah. Right. Right. Okay. Right. So you find it, but I don't know. I was shocked to see that. I thought Mamon was. I mean, the first time we have the word Mamon in, I think in anywhere in Hebrew is in Mishnah. That was. I mean, there's a lot of terms in the Mishnah terms that were new terms that didn't exist. So I was shocked to see the word to say this. It's an etymological claim. It's claiming that there was the word Mamona was used in the time. So it was just an interesting point. I was shocked to see it. How do you use Mamona? But that's what the Ritva in fact says.
Okay.
So fine. So then, all right. You have an alternatively, if you don't say that, that's a very difficult thing to say. Meaning, how is it that what should the Torah have said? Okay. I mean, the Kesef, you would think this is a way to do it, but you're telling me that Kesef means, but that's what they did. They said Kesef. Right. So, that's one question. That how is it that the Torah is indicating it's more than just the lowest amount of money that exists? How? Number two, and this is the Reese question, all right, and once you say that it's afikim and pruta, all right, had it said, let's just say, go through, had it wanted to say just use any amount of money, it would have said mamon, right?
Would kol kesef be any money, does it have to be as daf for the word, meaning is kesef, when you see the kesef, when it says ha kesef, it might mean something else, or if it...
Well, the Gemara is saying kesef katsuv, but here, what do you mean?
Meaning in terms of another suggestion besides for the Ritva.
Yeah.
I mean, we said ha kesef.
How do you know? There's Kesef.
I think Hakka's got a different implication than Kesef, no?
Where did it say that?
Where do you see that?
Right, could you show us?
Because of Hakkesef.
Yeah, that's right.
Kesef.
Yeah, that's
I'm saying, but Hakkesef can mean something else than just Kesef. So maybe Kol Kesef, or maybe,
I mean,
once the word Kesef has to be, set down, like, on its own, then any prefix could change it, like Hakkesef could change it.
Okay.
Maybe Kol Kesef.
That's another answer. Yeah, I mean... Okay, maybe it's something like that. Maybe the Torah could have indicated to us that it doesn't mean Kesef in that way, and it didn't. So, okay. Something. Let's say there was this alternative and that it could have used it. It just meant just use some amount of money and didn't use it. So, therefore, we know it has to be these coins, right? It has to be the amount of money of the coins. Okay, given that, therefore we know it's not specifically a Bruta. Right? But how do you get then to Dinar? The six times the lowest denomination, right? You're telling me that the lowest denomination of Kesef is Ma'ak. How did you jump to Dinar? So that's in the end, the reason Rashi's grandsons abandoned his parish, right? Rashi says, the quotes will say, that basically, he never really answered the question. I mean, you're telling us, how do I know that it's not, you're saying it has to be Chashuv, never Ukum on Dinar. But why go to Dinar? Why not? I mean, if you're talking about already the denomination goes to as low as Pruta, so saying Chashuv means it's not a Pruta. Where do you get to? Why not just use Ma'ak? So this is in the end the question, which I don't have a good answer to this, and neither did the Rashi grandsons, right? They say, the Rehikshal Perish Rashi came into Ma'beya Pacha Shebetzurihi Ma'ak, right? Hechi Shayach Klala Mimar came into Afite Mipruta Ukme Adina. Now he's not asking the question I was asking, which is Hechi Shayach Klala just Lach, that it's Lach Hotzi Mipruta. He didn't ask the question. He's saying, whatever, maybe the Torah could have said just Mama. But once you know that it doesn't say that, and therefore we don't just go with the minimum shear of Mammon, but how do we get to Pruta? How do we get to Dinar as opposed to Ma'ah, or Tum'ah, or three Ma'ah, or any other amount? How do we get to Dinar? Right? It says, Hey, Jai Fala, Mamar Kevna, Pitmi, Pruta, Ukmi, Dinar, Abel, Mamar, Amma'ah, Shehuma, Be, Apophis, Shebetsuri. So therefore we reject the Rashi. Okay. I don't know if you have some good answer for Rashi there. I'm all yours. It's a difficult question. All right. But that's
maybe there's a little suspicion. I mean, it's not about whether there's a concept or not.
Possibly. That's the Mahokas? That's not how they're explaining it.
But that's not right. The Rashi's leaving.
Look, you know, I've heard crazier things than that, but it's not Rashi. Rashi's saying, right, that Ukma Adinar, because even though the Sof Mabeya, remember, he's colleague on his Rebosa. Mm-hmm. Or the Rosa said, no, it's Ma'ah. So then why is the shear of Bishamai?
Maybe it's like a cent and like a dollar. Like a Ma'ah is like 20 cents and like.
It's like a $5 bill and a dollar bill, right? But so if I say that it can't be, it's got to be money. If I wanted to tell you that it can be anything, I would have just said use some money, and I would have said, you know what, 2 cents, 1 cent is money, you know, the sheer minimum of money that it always sent. It's a cent. So Torah didn't say that. Torah said, right, use the lashon, the other lashon, right, the lashon of kesef. So I know that it has to be something significant. So then how did you come up with dinar? Why not say the lowest, right, significant? And he could have said mammon, didn't. But why not be significant? So where did you get, how did you just skip all the way up to dinar? It should be the ma'ah. I don't know that Rashi would have just said, it just felt like that was, that made more sense. I don't know, but midei chiddush le'yitzanu, and it's clear what motivated Rabosa Sharashi, and as I say, Talmidei Sharashi. It doesn't really work so well with the Beis Shammai, with the Sugi Mishamai. Nonetheless, that's the Shita of Rashi. Now, this is quite significant in terms of how it plays out regarding our topic, which is how do we get to, again, Shneim in as the Shear of Shavuot. So, the truth is, as the Gemara mentions itself, this is, you know, the Gemara itself mentions this issue of the Shear of Shei Kesef. And how, what the Gemara is saying, plays a significant role in terms of understanding how we get to it. First, we'll just say, just point out that the Gemara asks questions. It seems that this Gemara was bothered by this klal, and it was bothered by it because it thought Shei Kesef was meant it was wrong. Right now, here, the better of the perushim is on Rashi's side. Meaning, why is there a problem with? No, I'm sorry. Here again, you have it right. It's Florach HaDerech in the Gemara Gishon. Here again, you have Rashi's a little bit problematic. If you say that the Ma'ah is Kesef, so this Gemara, right, it's hard to understand then, right? But Klalahu, sorry, Taina, the Sif, Kiti, and Shoreo, Kesef, Kedem, there's one time she was like, I'm not Tanish de Kesef. That's your Ruta. So if I say that the Sof Ma'beya Kesef, Suri, is Ma'ah, isn't that perfect? Does that make sense? That it's shame, it's tum in, because it says kesef, so you need a ma. So ma is exactly right. But the Gemara, who's asking this is akasha. So if you think that the ma is the lowest denomination of kesef, so the Gemara's question needs to be explained. Rashi's up to the task, he knows that, and he explains. What's the Gemara's kasha? He says, why do you get shnayim? Where do you get shnayim from? That's the question. Mine in Shridei Tarsina, I don't know. I mean, why is that a problem with Ravasi? Maybe that's just a question, where do we get Shtayim from? So he kind of tries to, you can just ask the question, how do we get Shtayim? That's a good question. But why is that a good question in the context of disproving the Shita that holds that Kesef, Stam Kesef, is Kesef Turi, therefore Ma'af? Why is that a connection? So Rashi kind of get, what?
But he says, because.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Because you wouldn't have Shtei Kesef, because...
Yeah. Yeah, why?
Because, like, Nechoshes...
No, he's telling you. He says... Yeah, he says... The Kevan Shalop... He says... One second. Shmamina Kura Lav Davka Kesef Ka'amar. Notice this, right? He's telling Shtei Kesef Shmamina Kura Lav Davka Kesef Ka'amar. Ela Amamona Ba'ama Kapit. I'll leave it at that. That's 1 second. Here, I'm sorry, here it is. Ikra dafka kesef ksiv bay. Ksiv. Nehi de ma'ah hi ma'beya. Right? Okay, I get how you get to ma'ah. That actually works like a perfect, you know, that's perfect. What's the question? The question is, nehi, do you get a ma'ah? Where do you get shtayim from? Mew shtayim in a little. Rather, so what's the theory then? Rather, it must be the kesef just means money. right? Mikol Makom, the Tani Shtei Kesef Shemamina Kora Lav Davka Kesef Kamer El Mamona Ba Amah Kapit. The Kevin Shelo Pirish Kama, meaning how much Mamon is the units that we're referring to here? L'Masur Akasu El Chamin Lo Kimlu L'Rabbanu Lashbuei Bib Tziriach. Is it, you guys good with this? I mean, to me, it's hard to understand still. What? He's saying that the problem here is that if you say that ma'ah, that kesef, you're good with ma'ah, to get to ma'ah. But the question is shnayim. Shnayim doesn't make sense if what we're saying by kesef is referring to the value of the let's say the lowest denomination that existed in the times of Chumash. So you get to ma'ah, but how do you get shnayim? Whereas, and never what's, I mean, so why is it not just a good question, period? Why do you wait? So he says, whereas if you think that this is wrong, that kesef does not mean ma'ah, it doesn't refer to the specific denomination, the value of the specific denomination, but rather, it just means ma'ah. Then all of a sudden, we have no problem with shayim. That part I don't get so much. Why is that? I don't know.
You're either side, it's a problem.
No, Rashi's saying it's not. I'm saying I don't understand so much right now. I mean, why is it that... What?
It's obviously more vague. It's obviously more vague in the Torah. That's what.
So two monies, and the question is just...
I don't know why two and not three, but I'm saying...
Or why two and not one?
I understand why...
We'll just say money, and we'll just... I guess this would be the answer, is that two means it has to be chashuv. Right? It doesn't say money, in which case you would have come up with whatever sum you want, but two. Now, had it just said money, by the way, what would it have been? Pruta. It says two. Two monies. So it's clear that it's not just any money, it's got to be significant. And here's the room for the Masur Kagaz Lacham Rashi Yossi. There's a room for the creative legislation interpretation, the creative exercise of the Rabbanans coming in to fill details that aren't in. It's a general topic of Masur Kagaz Lacham, but the Chachamim come in and fill details. The Torah gives you an indication of something, but no details. So you, Chachamim, what they're doing is, what the Torah is doing is providing the Chachamim with the role of translating the details, that which is just formulated as a principle in the Torah. So the principle that's communicated here is you need, I think, either. So here's what I'm understanding from you, and I think it makes sense. The best you can do. For Shnayim, it's not so much that you need Shnayim. It's just that we know that it isn't just any amount of money. It's got to be significant. Had there been a tumah coin, let's call it a dikra. I was going to say donka, but it's actually something. So let's say dikra, right? Had there been a dikra, it would have said it has to be dikra. In other words, this is the part that I think it's the best you can do with it. Because why two? Right? Why two? If you're saying that the shnayim is that you know what it means is mamon. So I think we had to say, well, what does that mean? Two monies? Isn't that a weird thing to say? Two monies? So Rashi's saying, I think the two part of it is coming to tell you what that it has to be chashuv, it has to be a significant amount, and then we just come up with what's a significant amount, and it's coincidental that it happens to be that it's two. It would have been, if there were the dikra, we would have just said dikra, but there wasn't, so we did two months. I think that's the best you can do with it. Otherwise, Rashi doesn't fully explain what he's saying here, right? He says. Meaning, what you're saying, Ravasi, that it means, the lowest denomination of the silver coinage at the head of a tzur. It doesn't mean that. Rather, it means money. Mamona ba'ama kapid, right? Okay. The kalin shall pirish kama. But they didn't tell us what units we're talking about, right? He doesn't really get it, though. I don't know how consistent it is. He doesn't say that he gets it from the fact that it's true. He gets it from the fact that the Torah doesn't say how much. Even the low-period kama, low-master, kazu al-chamim, low-kimbul, rabbanan, lash-hulib, bitsir me'achim. Truth is, I don't know what's going on. Go ahead, son. I don't know what this part of Rashi is. Anything better
learned from Caleb has to be chashuv, right?
He doesn't say that.
I think that's maybe where he's coming from.
Really? He's anticipating that already?
Yes, and the Gemara says that we don't know what's chashuv, but we know it can't be one.
It sounds like to me. I mean, that's Rashi says from the fact that it requires shtei kesef. Shtei kesef is saying we know that it needs shtayim. right? So that already tells you that it doesn't mean the units of the Tsuri money. It means just Mama Ba'ama. But it doesn't say how much. Mama Ba'ama. And then we get, so but what should I am doing? There are two monies or whatever amount? So that's why the what attracted me to saying what you were saying, what I thought you were saying, and I think you are saying, is that it doesn't make sense to say, listen, it's got to be significant, but whatever it is, it's got to be two of them. Like, why not? Where do you get that from? What does that mean? Two monies, whatever amount. So it's, I thought it made sense to say no. If it's two, it really means just that it's kosher. I think that's what we would probably say. It just means it's got to be kosher. Two. It's just to indicate that it doesn't mean the lowest you can get. It's got to be two, meaning it's more than just the lowest. That's what I think you have to say for Rashi. And once I know that the Torah is telling you, listen, it's some amount of money which is more than just the lowest. So then they came to the idea that this is the best amount. Two. Kimu, you know, that, like I made this, it makes sense that this is how much it should be, right? I don't know how well it works in the words of Rashi, but, right, so Rashi has that as his, that's the question of the Gemara. And then the answer, finally you get to something which is pushed for Rashi, so the answer is the answer for Rashi is just on the first part of that, so that's how you know it's two. A stretch. Rashi did. As far as I know, I'm not sure if anybody but the Rashi and the Rigash say it. However, you have Rashi and the Rigash. Now, however difficult it is with the Sugya in Kedushin, and it's extremely difficult, just in terms of the Shakar Tarya, what emerges in the end, though, is Chad V'Chalak, is Pashu. Right? The simplest way to take the probably to come to the din of Shneimein is simply to say, listen, if we can survive this Gemara, we're good. Kesef in the Torah, when it says specifically Kesef, it means the Kesef Tzuri, the lowest denomination of which is a Ma'ah. And then you have Ma'keh Shneim of Kesef Shneim, so then here you get to, that's it, I get two Ma'ahs, perfect. Right? That's all very nice and neat. Again, you've got to go through the gauntlet of the Gemara Kedushin and, you know, Avot Ha'Yifar, whether or not you survive, whether or not, I mean, Rashi said it, so, you know, you must survive, but in terms of evaluating it, there's no question that both the original statement of the Gemara that Gemara is trying to explain with the statement of Kokes of Aram Torah, as well as the connection to the statement to Sheikh Kesef, the way the Gemara poses it as a kasha on Sheikh Kesef, there's no question that both of those just in terms of the Shaka Torah Gemara, do not work well with the idea that Ma'ah is Stam Kesef. But if you can survive it, so then you do have a perfect explanation. I mean, why the Gemara thought it was a Kasha is still difficult. But the fact is, it does actually make perfect sense. Shneimin, and this is essentially, the Rimagash does not address our Gemara. He's simply explaining, when I say our Gemara, I mean the Gemara Kedushin, he's simply explaining what we have in the Gemara in Shavuos, and he basically just says, this is how you get it. Statement on from this. He says, the truth is, let me get back to it. That's the simplest way to get statement in. If you think like Rashi and the Rimigash that Ma'ah is Kesef, the lowest denomination of Kesef was Ma'ah, the simplest way is to combine them with Rashi. In the end, you say it's Shnayim of them means two Ma'ahs. Right, that's essentially what emerges from Rashi. The Rimigash actually has a slightly different way of getting to two. You guys know that? I think he has a slightly different way of getting to two. It's significant in its own right, but here it's just having to be different. He says, No. Here, that it gets from, you get it from Kleshem. Kesef Stam, yeah. Kesef Stam is in the first answer. Kesef Stam means Ma'ah. Where do you get two Ma'ahs from? The Rashi's answer to that, Rashi and Rangash are going hand in hand until this point. Rashi's answer to that, based on the Gemara, was Ma'kelem Shnayim of Kesef Shnayim. The Rimagash, for whatever reason, either didn't have that gear so or didn't think that was true. He has instead, Oh, actually, he has one line where he said that. He says, and basically the point that he's making is exactly the point of the thing, which is, it says outright, shame in. Kesef means well, it means a shine, right? He says, hi kesef atmo the civic crush, take kesef, which doesn't mean shame in. Af kesef shine, hilfe falkorf, hi become a kesef, the wakatu, who really. So it just means to in. Then he says that it comes back to a different one, though, or it sounds like the same thing different. He says, that he's trying to explain what is a very interesting point. He's trying to explain ultimately something that we'll come back to. Caleb's like, what is it that I'm learning from you? Af Caleb, if I have the gersha of Machesed or Chashu, Af Caleb or Chashu. So, A, what does that mean? And B, how is it consistent with Yosekin and Lamashahin? It sounds like the opposite. So, his interpretation of this was that Kesef, is by in and of itself kashrut, just inherently. What? Yeah. Steak ketchup, brother. I'm sorry, steak ketchup.
Isn't that what we said for Rashi before?
No, Rashi in the end gets a shrine just from the... No, Rashi is actually the opposite. Rashi says, in this book, is that what's kashrut is a ma'a for Rashi. Shnayim is just because it says in the pasuk twice. Meaning ma'a is or it's not even what's pasuk. Kesef just means ma'a, and shnayim is requiring twice. It's not clear what the shiva is anything for Rashi. The Rimigash, it says, here I'll just read it to you. He says, "Haydam or Nachman or Shmuel Tainish Shemachin Chayil Liachat Yatzukin Mashin." You guys have it here, right? It doesn't mean that you need kesef to be chashuv. But like remember that akupi kesef she'ino chashuv, who pachos mishtei kesef, who the kamarachi, right? It doesn't mean to tell you that anything less than shame in is not chashuv. And just like you need shame in, and therefore just like you need chashuv kesef, you also need. Don't say that. The high kesef atzmo, the tzibik crush, the kesef, who, kidarminu av kesef shnayim. So there he's saying, right? He's not saying. Right. He's saying that you don't need chashivus is not right. This is the point. He's saying what I was. Yeah. I thought he said it was the opposite. He's saying that isn't true. That chashiv that shnayim gets you get from chashiv. You get shnayim because it needs to be chashuv, right? It's we get it directly. Torah just says directly you need shnayim.
That's
correct. I'm saying Rigash really just anticipated his other way of saying, which is that maybe that's part of what you get from chashuv. He's saying no, it's not a definition of chashuv either. I don't think it's what a definition is. I'll tell you one second what he said. He says though the Torah doesn't say chashuv in telling you it's shnayim shnei in. It says simply shnei in. It says shei kesef. You need ma'a kesef, and you need two kelim. Not kelim shnayim av kesef shnayim. What is Deber Chashuv doing? So that.
So, sorry. What's the difference between Rashi and Rimigash?
No, in the end, I think they are. Let me see. Let me see. There's a difference. There is a difference. I'm not sure if it relates to. I don't think so. He says things that Rashi doesn't say. He explains things that Rashi doesn't say, but I don't know that you're right. I don't know if he can track. So what I was thinking was just what he the havmina that he had, which was that maybe I'll get the chashu, I'll get the shtayim because that's the shear of chashu.
And
he says like Rashi, it is just based on shaykh, right? But what's interesting is then what is chashu for him? For him, because for him it's makhez a double chashu. So what is chashu? He says that's the explanation. It's the time of the crop. Why is it that it's not that we took chashivas and made it into and somehow come up with shemin? Torah says shemin, and it also though indicates to you that the Gemara is saying here is there's a reason for shemin. The reason for it is because it's chashiv, and so he just explains very nicely. And therefore, the yatsu kelim mashahin is actually precisely that's what you're getting. It's the same thing as saying makhezer chashiv akli chashiv, meaning that a kli is automatically chashiv. The only reason you needed shekhezev was because. For just money to be chashuv, it needs to be a significant amount. But in as much as it wasn't a shear, this is going to be a critical point coming up soon, it wasn't a shear and just a formal shear, you need to have a certain amount of value. It was a shear, specifically the reason Torah said it was because it needs chashivus. So when it comes to kalim, you don't need shekasef.
Because it has
it's automatically chashivus, correct. Now, the point is, what the Gemara is doing here is giving a time to kra. Why did Torah tell us shemin? It says shemin. Why is it shemin? The reason for that is because it's not because it just didn't need shemin, it's because it needs something kashu. Kesef needs to be kashu.
Shemin is an expression of kashu.
Is the reason, the reason for shemin is because it's what you need to make my own kashu. Right. But it's not that it's expressed that way. There's no chashivas.
It's not a definition. It's just, this is what...
There's no principle that says you need to have mamon bichashu. We'll see in a second. I think that's very different than a lot of others. Rashi, you're right. Rashi and Rimigash are the same. Rimigash goes further to explain where chashivas comes in. And how it works with the kale. Okay, so just Adkan,
yeah? It's not important, but you explain the difference again. The reason... We know you have to have two, and the reason that we know you have to...
In the end, Rashi and Rimigash anticipated a different theory. But they both actually say the same, they both come to the same thing. Is that the Torah just directly says to Ma'az.
Right.
Kesef means Ma'az. And two,
the Rimigash, you said it's not, the reason isn't because you need Chashivas, the reason is because you need to.
No, the time of the Kra is yet. It's a time of the Kra.
Time of the Kra. The Kra is what gets you there. Not that you need Chashivas and also
the Pasuk doesn't say you need Chashivas for Kesef. The Pasuk says you need Shemin. We say, why do you need Shemin? The Gemara is saying the reason you need shemin, why not just say a pruta? The reason you need shemin is because it's a chashuv amount. But that's since it's only, and here's the point which we'll come back to for very soon. Since it's only, it's not a shear, just a formal shear, how much something has to be of value. It's a shear that needs to be chashuv. How do I know that? Time to crop. We just know that. We just figured it out on our own. We thought about it. Right? Since that's the case, that it's only din b'chashivus, that's why the Gemara is explaining yetzakelim mashahin, therefore, ma'kelim, avkelim davar chashuv means it doesn't need to be.
Because of the time of the Kra?
Yes. That's how the Ring
is. So I'm assuming we get into that.
What?
Well, so why is he dashing on time of the Kra?
He says the Gemara is doing that.
I'm saying exactly. So
how? He said the pot. He's. Yeah, I mean, it's.
This isn't, you know, this isn't.
Yeah,
you know,
he says that. He says. He says, Haide ka amar ma kor, Haide ka amar ma kesa davar chashuv. So what does that mean then? Ma'kez davar chashuv. You said tumin. What does it mean? Ma'kez davar chashuv. Lo oduan milsa the tani shtekesef the davar chashuv the asa. It's informing you that why did the Torah come to say to kesef because it's davar chashuv. That's why. The kevin chikain hide the kamar nami af kelim shnayim lo oduim milsa the kelim the davar chashuvin who the asa of apa got the lo shavin shtekesef the lav la fuke kelim the lo shavin shtekesef. Right, behind the time the law of the Rachashu Kesef Ella Achu Shte Kesef. Right. Now, there is a difference then. By the way, that's what it was. There is a difference in the Rimigash. It's very subtle. I wouldn't even mention it not for that, because I already did. The difference between Rimigash and the Rashi is what's Chashu. For the Rimigash, only Shte Kesef is Chashu. Neither of them required Chashivas in order to get. They both held that the Torah tells you to me'en. And they both also hold that that's chashuv. But what's chashuv? There's chashivas there. For Rashi, it's the ma'ah, and then you just multiply it by two because it says two. For the Rimigash, what's chashuv is single ma'ah is actually not chashuv. It has to be two ma'ahs. Therefore we got the two ma'ah.
No, it's because
the Torah said right. You need two ma'ah. But the reason the Torah said two ma'ah is because one ma'ah was on chashuv.
Right, it's a little different. Yeah.
But they both agree though that how do we get two men? Pasuk says you need two men. But they disagree is where does Hashivas come from? And in terms specifically here, is one Ma'a Hashiva? Rashi, the answer is yes. The two was telling you need two men of Hashiva, right, which is two Ma'a, for the Rimigash. So there's a subtle difference. Okay. It might be significant, we'll come back to it later. When we get to the Yisoda, then you kind of understand it. I think it makes a difference. Ultimately, you see the Rimigash saying that on at least a time of the Kra level, but it's a time of the Kra which the Torah itself says has nafkaminas, right? The shear is really a shear of chashivas. The nafkamina that the Rimigash speaks, the Torah says, is therefore kli kokli. It doesn't need to be shekesef, because really the shekesef was just a means to getting chashivas. That's something that money needs, because it itself is not chashuv in and of itself, whereas opposed to something that Rav Yerushalmi say, right? Tells us as well, right? That as opposed to a kli, which has use, which has utility, so that's doesn't need to be that it has a value that's chashuv. It itself has a use of discussion. Okay, that's so. Ultimately, again, the way I would assess this is the simplest way to get to it the hardest way to work with the Gemara and Kiddushim, but the simplest way to get to Tumen is to say we have the pasuk telling us Tumen. It says Kesef, which equals a Ma'a, and it says two Kesef Shlaim after Kesef Shlaim. That's the simplest way. Again, the hardest way in Gemara and Kiddushim, but the simplest way is to actually just come up with Shemiah. That's Rimigash and Rashi. What about the Shita of the Rabosa Shalash? Right, that Ma'ah, I'm sorry, that Kesef in the Torah means dinar. So how do you get to Ma'ah? Right? That's the question, essentially. So the way you get to it is, you have to follow the Gemara here. What did they interpret to be the question of the Gemara? So that's obviously the question is simple. Essentially, the Gemara is almost asking this question for them. I mean, the question that really we're asking, the Gemara basically is asking. How you're telling me that Stam Kesef means what? The Stam Kesef means the Kesef Tsuri Dinar, but you see that a Ma'ah was the when we say Shvua, we say Shtei Kesef, Shtei Ma'ahs. I mean, Kesef here does not mean Dinar, right? Simple question. If you think Kesef, Stam Kesef means Dinar, then the Din of Shtei Ma'in doesn't make sense because the Torah didn't say and it said dinar. That's essentially our question, right? How do you get to Tum'az if how do you get to Tum'az? So the Gemara's answer was what? And here's what you and I had been discussing, right? What was the Gemara's answer? Makilim shnayim af kesef shnayim makesef derachashu af kiel derachashu. Here I think it's clear, this is my understanding. I mean, when Rashi just tells you what Rosh Rashi says, he doesn't explain it. He just says the terutza makilim derachashu af kesef derachashu mu'ad derachashu. So, what was that answer? So here's what I, Gazasher asked me this, exactly this question this morning. I think that it's simple and it just goes as follows. What they're saying is that we're learning from the second, the Sefer here of the Maimar, Makes Dabrachashu Afkelim Dabrachashu. Right? And what we're saying is, no, I'm sorry, hold on one second. Yeah. excuse me. No, they had the other Gersa. Rashi Rabosov had the other Gersa. I can't find Rashi.
Third Rashi.
How's the Gersa? Right, but where does he get there? It's Rabosov. Rabosanim and Farshim, did you know about the inclusive Shuri Pirif and the Kanish Kesav from us? The roots of Makil and the Rakhashu of Kesav. Right. The line here was Makil and the Rakhashu of Kesav. So here's the point, and it has to answer the question. Very simple. If I tell you you need $2 and it has to be chashu, you guys would understand what that means? What does that mean? You need a significant
$2. Meaning you can say bills as opposed to pennies? Or
no, I mean, if I tell you units of money, by itself would you need? You need two
chashu dollar bills.
No. So that's the thing. When you say so it means like dollar bills that were your, you know, that historical
role. That's what you're implying. Meaning
to say that it needs that if I specify exactly how much money you need, and then also say it needs to be significant,
right,
that doesn't mean anything. I mean,
well, there are different ways to get to a certain amount of money.
But the value is what you're talking about. You're saying you need the value of maybe. I mean, I guess the chashu tokens they're using, but
even
what?
If it's chashu, shouldn't it be worth more then?
No, yeah, I mean, it's part of the same question, which is, what does it mean? I mean, you're saying you're taking something of, let's say, kesef is $2 worth, right? You need a value of $2, and let it be chashu. What is it? The value is the value. The whole point of it is just it's just a number. It's a value. Well, what does that mean? How does the value of $2? How do you have a non-chashu $2 value and a chashu $2 value? You can't, right? Chashu significant means that it's not referring to kesef. To coinage, specific denominations of money. So the answer is simple. Right? The general cloud that Rabbi Yosef had said was when you have the Torah says kesef, right? So then I know that it's referring to the kesef suri, and we'll say that the lowest amount of the kesef suri is a dinar. That's the normal thing to say. So why do you say shtei kesef means how do you get to ma'az, basically? How do you get to ma'az? So the answer is because here doesn't mean that. Here it means mama. How do I know that? Here just means money. How do I know that? Because it says, we have a drasha, right, basically tells us it needs to be chashuv, because it says, makhilin davar chashuv, akhesed davar chashuv. Right? And if it means what it normally means, right, if it means what it normally means, and it doesn't normally mean that, it means, let's say, dinar, so it says, you need 2 dinarim, and it has to be chashuv. What does that mean? You need 2 dinarim value, and it should be chashuv. That doesn't make any sense. When the Torah tells you it means that you need something chashuv, right, it therefore tells you it's not referring to a specific amount of money, the dinar, the keset shabaturi. It's telling you here it's using the language of keset mean. No, I think. No. Money. Here it's using just mean money. And that's what Rashi said. And right, sorry, correct. And therefore, they have to think about, well, what's a chashuv amount of money?
Then how do you get from money to, oh, it needs a ma? Because you could have.
Cost is what I'm going to come to. Exactly. I think that's correct. I think you're going to have to say something like what Rashi already anticipated saying. Rashi had kind of anticipated this in a different context in his own understanding of the, which is, I believe that is Rashi, that's what you exactly would say. With 2. Correct.
With ma'a specifically.
I'm sorry, with 2 ma'a, correct. Correct, because it doesn't mean here. It would have been dinar had it not had chashuv. Once the Torah says it needs to be $2 value and chashuv, so then that doesn't make any sense. I thought you just said it needs to be $2. What else does it mean for? I mean, $2 value is just, that's all you need to know about. There's no chashuv $2 value and non chashuv $2 value. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't add anything, right? So it must be that, I guess, when it says here keset, this ambiguous term, and part of the chiddush here of Rabbi Rashi is it is ambiguous. It could mean, stam, it means the keset tzuri, that specific amount, whatever it was the tzuri. It can also mean mama, also means that, right? And how do and what the Torah is telling you here is that it obviously means that. Why? Because it says it has to be chashuv. So then it must mean that we're not talking about particular amounts of money, but rather just stam, mamona ba'alma, kapi, right? And then I know it has to be chashuv, and then, right, correct, exactly what Rashi had described earlier in his own, which came up in the course of his own understanding of Gemara, comes up in Shittas or Rosh Rashi, I believe, as how they came to Tum'ah, because it says you need Chashuv, right? I mean, once it says you need Chashuv, we know, first of all, it does not refer to the dinar, because if I know that if you just told me 2 dinars, that makes no sense to say it has to be Chashuv, right? If it's a 2 dinar value that it has to be a Chashuv 2 dinar, that makes no sense. All right, so it must be that we're not talking about dinars now. It must be that Keset here just means mama. And then it came... Now here again, there are 2 actual ways to say it. Rashi, I think, strangely enough, this is not how I would have said it. Rashi says that we thought of what's chashuv. Again, this is, I think Rashi Lashi Tassa here, he says it twice. What does it mean? What was the unit of chashivus for Rashi? For Rabozo, so Rashi. Rashi's interpretation of Rabozo? The ma'a. And then Shtayim, I think you still got from the pasuk yet. So in other words, the pasuk says it needs to be 2 chashuv units of money. That's basically what Rashi says. How do we get to this din? For Rosh Hashanah, Pasuk told us it needs to be 2 chashuv units of money. That's an exception to the general rule that kesef means usually specific amount of the dinar, right? The reason I know it's exception is because it's chashuv. It needs to be chashuv. What does that mean to be 2 chashuv dinars value? It says 2 chashuv units of money. So I know that it's not the dinar value. Now what is it? So he says it.
Lachi chashuv, right?
That would make sense for Rashi himself, though, because ma'a is the lowest amount. So what does chashivas mean? Meaning there's a significant amount to it?
Right, I think Rashi didn't... Correct. Right, it doesn't make sense for Rashi.
Most of Sharashi, yeah. Dinar is the lowest amount.
Correct, but we know that it's not referring to, you need 2 specific dinar values.
So ma'a is worth less, though? Meaning it's not suri anymore. We're talking about ma'a. That's less.
Well, because you know it's not referring to specific coinage.
Right, so but an amount.
It just means money.
I'm not saying in Canada the lowest coin was worth $5, but we know that 50 cents exists. And it's chashuv for being money.
You can have monetary value. What would you mean?
Meaning, in terms of how the Rosh Hashanah Rashi getting to ma'at. Meaning, dinar is the lowest amount.
Was the lowest amount of currency. Of currency they had in
but
sort of
value.
Yeah, of course.
But the chashuv value could be less than the.
Right, I don't know how an economy works. Without lower value coins, Presumably, you can only buy them in bulk. I get that, I don't know.
No, but even less.
What?
I mean, there's
so how did you buy ma'a's worth of something? Let's say you're five to be ma'a, and the lowest amount is dinar. How do you pay me? This is a question I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Answer is, you can buy something I saw for like 10 shkalim and 95 aguru. There's no such thing as 5 aguru. Right? Aguru to the lowest is 10, but we know the aguru exists.
But how do you, let's say you're 5 to ma'a's in times of shkalim.
Say, are you 5 aguru in there to shkalim nowadays?
You can't.
Right. But that could be chashiv, though. I mean, 5 aguru could be chashiv, even though you can't actually.
I just don't know how practically you would do it.
Whatever, setting that aside,
you could talk about this for, let's say, the denomination of any country where, let's say, the balance, let's say the dollar to whatever, is like a really significant drop off.
Yeah.
So you could say like a coin for that country could be like, it could not be less than a proof of potentially, like, from all
right.
from our perspective.
Right, and then we would say that we don't adjudicate those.
Right.
So I'm saying exactly. Right.
So I'm saying but yeah. let's say you lived in that country and you use that currency. So would that, like, how would you assess the meaning?
They don't have monetary value in economics.
Right.
But presumably this, I mean, but it's clear that this is considered monetary value. I mean, that's what my point basically. If the ma'a is the lowest value, it's clear that though, that we don't say about lower than pruta, what they didn't say about lower than ma'a, what we say about lower than pruta, which is that it's not really mama.
Right.
Because, I mean, there's too many things that can
be.
Or dina, whatever it is, the kesef suri's lowest was pretty significant sum. So there's a separate question, which is what do you know, what were they using then for, let's say the Torah is telling you here that you need to be too significant amount of money. They didn't have any, it just, this is something
I'm not sure. Well, significant means like a lot, or significant means like what?
It means more than just a minimum, something which is nesha mamon. But if you didn't have, I'm just saying, it's just strange. What is strange is, and this is something which is just true, I don't know what to do with it, is that apparently then they thought things had monetary value even if there was no small enough denomination to represent. That's what I'm going to do, these things in bulk. Anyway, so this is what emerges here, is that it is considered mamon chashuv, even the Torah considered it mamon chashuv. Or you know what, maybe that's part of the translation of the Rabbanah. I can't imagine that pachus mima'ah was considered not kesef, not monetary value. But you know what, maybe you'll say it wasn't monetary value. What the Torah is saying is, listen, you need two things of monetary value, of significant monetary value. So in the time you could have meant something, whatever. Right, but the Rabbanah, we're translating it today, means, I don't know if we want to say that, but we'll see. I think it's wrong. Yeah, so you'll say something. Everybody follow so far? So the second way to get to Tuma'in is to say that actually Kesef in the Torah refers usually to Dinar. Here, though, when it speaks of Kesef, usually when it refers to coinage, it's referring to something which is more than a Mamon. But when it says Mamon, right, then if it says Mamon, it could be any amount. Here it says mamon, even though it's true that normally speaking it means dinar, but when you say chashuv, it tells us that we're not talking about particular amounts of money, but rather just money, some money. And Torah is telling you it needs to be chashuv money. So for Rashi here, right? So chashuv money is two of them, right? The Rabbanah came along and said, determine, kimlu the Rabbanah, right? What's the significant sum? Those essentially say something like this, right? What's the significant sum? So they came to the ma'ah and required either two, based on just the fact that it says shine. The other way to say this, Rashi doesn't say it, but the other way to say it is, and actually Rengash, I think, does say it, right? Actually, Rengash at the end, he basically says this shot too, I think, something like it. Says, V'abi she'eno shah, 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 shah. Again, he meant what he meant for kesef, which is a ma'a, but the same track, once you say that you're talking about, you're getting it from chashuv, so then you could say, so then they thought about what's chashuv, and chashuv was kesef. Again, that's a slight detour from what Rashi says in Rebosa Tarashi. Rebosa Tarashi say, so basically, the pasuk tells you what? It says two significant amounts of money. The unit of significant amount of money that the Rebbe came to for Rashi was ma'a, and you need two of them. Slight alternative is to say, it means you need a significant amount of money. What's the significant amount of money? The equivalent to Tumah. Okay. All right, so that's number two. All right, so basically you have two pshatim then, and you're showing them how you got to Shteimin. The Chad B'Chalak one, the simplest one is, it says Shnayim because it says Kalim, and that tells you Shnayim. Ma'ah is just what the word Kesef means, Stam, and there it is, Shteimin. Again, you have to figure out the mark. The alternative works better with Mark Yushin, but needs a little more work in terms of what's going on here. The alternative is to say, no, actually, what the Pasuk says is, essentially, the Pasuk says, either Shtei Mamon Chashuv, and Chazal came to the conclusion that what's Chashuv is Ma'ah, and therefore you need two of them, or, right, this is, I'm grouping the second group here, or it says, you need a Mamon Chashuv, right? The Pasuk telling you need Mamon Chashuv, and that Chazal thought made sense that it's 2 months, okay?
Isn't that Rumi
Gashi's? Yeah, that's Rumi Gashi's second.
But he holds that one ma'ah is not chashuv at all. Remember that decision made with Rashi before. Again, we see that he doesn't hold that one ma'ah.
But correct. But for the first shot in the Rumi, it's only the first shot in the Rumi Gashi, though was that you don't get anything from chashuv. It's just an explanation of why. That was the first shot. It's only the latter when he has. It's basically the regirsa. When it says ma kesef. When you require of kesef that it be chashuv, which is what you're saying, you said ma kelim davar chashuv, af kesef davar chashuv. So you're interpreting that to mean that apparently you do need something kesef to be chashuv, right? So then the rumigash emerges that shtei kesef is just two ma'az, just the amount that makes sense to make it be chashuv. Again, that would work well within Rav Yosef Rashi too. Basically, what the Torah told us was, you need a significant amount of money. Shtei Me'en is just a significant amount of money that Chazal came up with, right? Okay, so basically two pshatim, right? Either Pasuk says two Me'en, or it says you need either two units of money that are chashuv, or you need a unit of money which is chashuv, and either the ma'az, the chashuv unit, which you need twice, or you need the dollar chashuv, which is two ma'az. Okay, good. What's the Rambam's opinion? So first of all, basically the question, that the major question that comes is that the Rambam seems to say Delver v'yipuklo, Tokhid edibu. Right? Rambam says that is this din, until now we've assumed that it's all din, it's presumably all din deraisa. Exactly how we got there, okay, but it's a din deraisa. And that works very nicely in the Rambam. How much time do I have? Oh, I said I would need lunch, right? But you guys, but that was only deraisa. I noticed it wasn't like enough on Mikumo. Yeah, we don't even.
You have lunch time, so.
You
can get more check.
Yeah, is that alright? I want to be out of my kavua.
What are we playing? You also have 7 minutes for
7 minutes. That's a bullshit. Thank you. No, you know that. I need to know. So the Rambam. Alright, the Rambam says. Ein modim mitzvos chayav shuva min haTorah. Okay, so that says, in order to be chayav a shua min haTorah, you need to have these qualifications. You need to have the shtei men. Then the Rambam tells you in Halacha Beis, Mishnah Torah. Kol kesef ha'amar b'Torah, he's shekel ha'kodesh. First of all, he's the third parish of what kesef sam means. Kesef sam, for the Rambam, the truth is, when you see the Rambam, you realize, well, they all thought, all Rashi and Rabbis of Rashi thought that Stam Kesef must mean the lowest denomination. Rambam, I think, is saying, why do you assume that that's the case? If I just say money in America, do you assume it's a cent? I don't know, maybe the most common or the most useful, probably a dollar. So Rambam thought that Stam Kesef was, we don't know for the Rambam actually whether or not, actually we do. We'll see in a second. But what? What the lowest denomination of Kesef Suri? It wasn't relevant. What was relevant when it says Kesef Suri is that it means the major Kesef, so namely Shekel Kodesh, right? Which is actually 20 ma'ah. Okay. And Kesef Shel Devrayen is not Ve'i Yerushalayim, which, for what Rambam explains, is normally 1/8, except for the ma'ah, which is actually... 1/8, and how is it 1/8? They diluted the kesef to be, meaning the equivalent name was diluted in times of Yerushalayim, the place of Yerushalayim. They just, I guess, to save, they made everything 1/8 of the silver content, and then 1/8 of the
basket. The name is just Eretz Yisrael?
Yerushalayim.
Yeah. That's what we're reading the mark.
Yeah, Kesef Medina is Kesef Yerushalayim. I mean, Medina for the Rambam in general. So he says, here's the problem. kfiras kleina shtei kesef, him divrayim asu asa shtei kesef shal Yerushalayim change shema in lo asu asa shnei shpelim b'shekel kodesh, meaning 40. And had this been kesef shal Torah, would have been 40. Because it's only midirayin, it's 20. That's what Rambam seems to be saying. I'm sorry, because it's only midirayin, it's two.
Two.
Two. So, okay, so first of all, wait, so it's Derabana now? As I said, Derabana before, he says, Shvum in the Torah, and then he says, and since it's only midirabana, if it were in the Torah, you would have required essentially 40 ma'az, because it would have been two shekel kodesh. Because it's only Derabanan, so then it doesn't need to be 40 shekel. It means whatever. And Derabanan said it means too much. So that's number one. All right, so do you see the... well, the Mishnah has a read, which I think Loni Tamla Amir repeated on his diet. He says that when the Rambam says, in the beginning, the Rambam really thinks it's Derabanan. The whole thing's Derabanan. And when he says, anyone who's a chayav shvum in a Torah, achi yod v'pruta, oh yes, you see what he says about this? It's only the Yod of Rukruta which is arising. Only when Ram says, "Ein mod misachayv shvu in a Torah achi Yod of Rukruta o yeser v'yichbar v'shem in o kesav yeser." The Chumash says, "You're reading it wrong. It's just the first part of that is arising." I think, as I said, well, no, the Ram would have expected you to know that. The Ram says it's there, right? It's in order to have a chayv shvu with derisa, you need A and B. In order to be Chayav Min HaTorah, you need A and B. It's only A. B is a derivative. Okay. But then what is it, what does this mean? So, yeah, we'll end that. Okay? We'll come back to, we'll just...